Hello and welcome. This is the PTA Pulse podcast. I'm Cami Whitchurch, the Community Engagement Commissioner.
I'm Angelie Ado, the Family Life Commissioner.
And I'm Mike Williams, the Director of Communications.
And we're your hosts today.
Cool.
So what are we going to talk about?
Welcome back to school.
Yeah, exactly. It's back to school time. It's the end of August-ish.
I know. By the time this releases, it'll probably be September.
Yeah. Back to school still, right?
Back to school when it used to be back to school in September.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, wouldn't that
for real,
be
this
nice.
Whole starting in August thing I hate.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I like having my kids at home.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Most of the time.
I like it too, but I feel like sometimes by August they're like ready to have some space.
Uh-huh. You
know? They're like, I don't like my siblings anymore. Maybe that's just my kids.
I feel like my kids need that schedule. They need to get back on a really regimented schedule.
Yeah.
And have kind of a...
It's hard to keep a schedule in the summer. Like, I always, like, think I have a schedule, but we really don't.
Mm-hmm. I always think we're going to have... You know, I'm in the beginning of the summer. I have all these plans on what we're going to do, and very few of them actually materialize.
It's For real. For real. A couple summers ago, we had this big bucket list, and my kids put, like, so many things on it, and then we did, like, 10 things, and I was like, okay, we're never doing that again.
Like, I'm impressed you did 10. Our summers lately, I feel like you were planned for us.
We had 3 things on our, like, list of things that we wanted to do this summer.
Okay, so back to school and how that... not how that affects PTA, but...
Like, what does it mean for PTA?
Yeah, what does it mean back to school for PTA?
Okay, I want to just say one thing that it's for me is getting your membership, because I think a lot of the people I know, I'm like, okay, PTA back, and I even have to remind my presidents, I see you're not a member yet.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, I need to be a member again. Yes. I think that's the main thing, at least for PTA. You got to sign up again July 1st. It all renews.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you're crazy like me, July 1st, that's when I got on and I became a member.
That's awesome.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to forget.
We should all aspire to be like you.
There you go.
To do it on the. I did do it, when I registered my kids for school, which was like the day before school started. But I did get memberships. So.
Yeah, I did my middle school one in, like, at the beginning of August. They had, like, a picture day and computer checkout, and they had the PTA booth there, too. So, just did it all right then.
Yeah. Hopefully, all of you have already joined PTA, and if you haven't, now is a good time to log on and do it. You can access it by going to utahpta.org/join. No, utahpta.org/join. And then you just find your school's name in the list, and you can join from there. So make sure you join right away.
I think another good option that I've learned about is the Beehive PTA.
Yeah.
So becoming a Beehive member, it's $10, and it just makes you a member. You're not associated with a school. So if you're like, oh, I don't know what school to join, just Utah PTA.
Yeah.
Beehive membership.
Well, I think that's great, too, especially if you're not really interested in getting any of the school information. Just join the Beehive unit, and then you won't be, I don't know, spammed with some random elementary school email.
I actually find myself joining several PTAs, especially throughout the year. I don't know if you guys do, but I think by the end of the year, I'm a member of probably a good 5 or 6 PTAs.
I mean, I'm a member of at least 2 because I have kids in 2 schools, but I try to join some of the other ones in the area, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to hear the, like, ins and outs of what other people are doing.
Well, and I've had PTAs reach out to me and say, hey, will you join our PTA? And, you know, depending on finances, I don't know if I got hit up by 100 of them, I don't think I could do that. But if a couple did, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'll join your PTA. So.
And it's kind of fun. I don't know if your superintendents do, but ours, he signs up for every elementary, all the schools in his district. He's a PTA member. And then we have a school board member does the same thing. He signs up, and it's pretty cool. Just wow.
Well, I know the mayor of West Jordan, he told me that if PTAs reach out to him, that he would join their PTA also. So it doesn't hurt to reach out to your, you know, civic leaders as well and see if they'll join. And then they are getting that information about your PTA, and maybe it makes them a little more mindful of PTA and what they're doing. So...
I'm glad you bring that up. I actually approached my mayor. He's my neighbor. I was like, hey, you should join the PTA. And he was like, no, I don't want to be. He feels like he needs to be. It was an obligation. I would feel obligated to have to go to the meetings. And I was like, but this is when I was like a first year president. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But the way you explain it, it's him getting that information. This is information about the schools in your city.
Yeah.
That's a great, great way to sell it to him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure. So doesn't hurt to reach out and see if they'll join. And maybe, you know, maybe you'll get a couple extra memberships that way.
Yeah. So it always helps to reach out to a personal invite.
Well, and the worst that's going to happen is they say no, and all you're out is the extended invitation.
Yeah.
Yep, I was out.
Well, and now that you know, you could go back to them and say,
yes.
What? You could join, and you don't. And maybe educating them on the fact that joining a PTA doesn't mean that you have to go to all the activities and all the meetings and help plan everything. Your membership, in and of itself, if that's all you do, that's okay.
Yep.
That helps us, you know, when we go to the legislature and we have that backing of all of those memberships as we're trying to support or oppose bills that that affect our children. So,
and I think it's good to remember there's like a time and a season for everything. So like maybe today you're not the parent that can come in and volunteer all the time, you know, so you just pay the membership fee, but maybe in a couple of years you can be that parent that can come into the school more, or maybe you just do one thing, you know, mm-hmm. you're just in charge of one program or whatever. We need all the different varying levels of PTA membership. So, and I always say, even if you don't do anything at all, just pay your money to fund the programs. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Great.
I mean, somebody's got to do the volunteer work though.
Yes.
Eventually someone's got to take their turn.
But really, if at your school, each family gave 1 hour, I mean, that's a lot of time.
Yeah.
That would add up really, really quickly. And you can get a lot done with, you know, everyone just giving a little bit and doing their part.
Yeah.
How to convince them of that? I don't know. If you guys have ideas, we want to hear it. We want to hear what's working for your PTA.
Yeah, that'd be nice if we could get some comments on maybe how it is working. I know I talked to a principal last night, elementary school principal, and she's like, we have a ton of volunteers, but we only have 5 members in the PTA. And she's like, I'm trying to say, what you're doing is PTA. If you can just pay your membership. And, you know, she's like, I just can't communicate that to him. I'm like, so if anyone has any ideas how all these volunteers, she says, we have 30 volunteers at all of our activities, and none of them are PTA. Mm-hmm. So
helping them to see the value of a PTA membership. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, going in and volunteering, but what does that PTA membership, what is the value of it?
Yeah.
I think we need to be more willing to talk to people. I realized just this weekend that I need to be talking to my family about it. I have family members that really don't understand PTA and what it's all about. And really, I mean, it's
here
this
it is,
mission
right
statement.
Behind us.
Yeah, right here. It's, you know, to make every child's potential a reality by empowering and
engaging
and empowering families and communities to advocate for all children. And, you know, that advocacy piece is such a huge piece that I think so many people don't understand and they don't know about.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, they just moved and their kids, you know, moved to schools, and she was like, don't worry, I'm going to join the PTA. Like, I'm like, as long as you join, like, whatever you do after that's up to you. But, like, you have to at least join.
So you're better at talking to family than I am. Obviously, I have not done my job, and we're going to do some subtle educating on PTA.
I mean, at family dinner, that's where we all talk about it in my life.
Uh-huh. Well, and everyone in my family knows that I'm heavily involved in PTA, but I haven't done a good job of letting them know why that's important to me.
You know, if it really became an advocacy thing, I think more people other than parents would join. I know that my neighbors, he was a administrator in Jordan School District, and I'm like, oh, you should join the PTA. I'm 89 years old, and I'm like, but we could use your membership.
Yes.
Like, come on, let's use this for advocacy. I mean, that's where, you know, money does go for advocacy. It's not just, mm-hmm. yes, come on over at 89 and help with the filled day.
You're in charge of the 100-meter dash.
Yeah.
Well, and that does bring an important point of, you know, reaching out to, you know, maybe grandparents mm-hmm. or neighbors that, you know, they don't have kids in school anymore. And so I have had people say, well, I don't deal with PTA anymore. That's not my problem, or, you know, that's not my place. But it is. It is their place. Yep. You know, we're advocating for all children, and that's, it takes a village to raise a child, and everyone's involved yeah. in that.
And I think a lot of people are actually looking for a way to support the school, even if they don't have kids at the school. You know, most people realize that education is important, and yeah, they want to be involved.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So everybody's going to get their PTA membership, and they're going to tell everyone else to get
yes.
one too.
Do it.
That's the plan for everyone.
You know, we always say, you know, do you have your PTA elevator speech? You know, what you would say to someone in an elevator, which is usually what, a 30-second to 1-minute ride, what you would say to them about why PTA is important, and why it's important to you, and why you're there. So putting that together, and you know, maybe it is just, I like being in the school and seeing the kids and being there and being a part of their lives. And, you know, that might be yours, and somebody else's will be totally different.
And I think our whys kind of change over time. Mm-hmm. I think, like, when we first moved to Utah, my why was I wanted to make friends. And I knew that if I wanted to make friends, I needed to go to the PTA meeting because that's where the moms were going, you know. Mm-hmm. But over time, that's changed. I mean, I still want to meet friends. I mean, it's still a big part of it, but... Mm-hmm. There's more to it now.
Yeah,
think a YPTA for me, an elevator speech would be now, because yeah, mine was different. Mine was friends too. Like I was like, no, I know all the ladies are gonna be there, but I want to get involved in my kid's school. This is her first year in kindergarten. I want to get there, so you know. But now it's, you know, I work full time, and all my meetings are, you know, I'm council president, so I get to train these local presence, and it's so rewarding to see them go, hey, how do we do this, and I'm like, oh, well, you do this is, and what's a 501c3 letter, oh, this is what this is, and this is how it can help you, and being able to just teach people how PTA works, because it's very powerful what PTA can do.
Yeah,
well, that makes me think of even just the idea that PTA is a leadership pipeline. You know, I probably 90% of the leadership skills that I've developed are because of PTA and through PTA and serving there. So that in and of itself is a valuable part of PTA.
Yep.
Yeah, I've learned so much. Mm-hmm. I was in a meeting one time, and who was it with? It might have been the superintendent of Jordan School District, Dr. Godfrey.
Who's amazing.
Yes, he is amazing. Okay, he's so awesome.
He can never leave.
Don't leave, Dr. Godfrey, okay?
And don't leave Jordan, because that would make
Stay where you're at forever.
Forever.
Till you die, okay?
Yes.
But I can't remember if it was him or someone else. They were saying that, like, the PTA gives you opportunities to learn all these leadership skills that you could go run for city council if you wanted, or mm-hmm. be a school board member, or, like, move forward in that line of work, too, because you are learning so many of those skills. And they were like, yeah, this is really good. Not that everyone aspires to be that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, we do have school board members, like even the state school board member or a state school board member. We have lots of people that are serving that started out or have, you know, ties mm-hmm. to PTA. So
yeah,
you learn where to find the information and how to be a leader. So it's great.
And then you want to change it.
Then you want to change the world.
Yeah, you feel like mm-hmm. you feel,
well,
that
it is
power.
Empowering. I mean, yeah, it's the, once again, right back to here, we're empowering people.
Yeah,
and giving them that way to advocate. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I love it so much. Mm-hmm. Well, it's back to school time, so we talked about membership. What else is happening right now?
I mean, I think people are gearing up for reflections. Probably. This is a good time to start. You know, give them plenty of time.
I love the theme this year. It's called
accepting.
It's accepting imperfections.
Yeah.
And I feel like we all really struggle with that. You mm-hmm. know, like we're mm-hmm. very hard on ourselves, and our kids see that. But this is a time for us to talk with our kids about what that means. What does accepting imperfections mean? And I know I'm like, I'm a perfectionist. I want everything to be one way. But I'm also a procrastinator, so it doesn't really work. But, like, it's good. Like, it's been good for me to talk to my kids about it. And how could they put that in their own way? You know, how mm-hmm. could they display that in their own way? Yeah. I don't know.
I know my kids were, last year, for some reason our school didn't do it, but I was still over doing reflections and doing awards, and I got to have all the awards come to my house and these medals, and my kids were like, wow, I want that. I'm like, reflections next year for you. So it was this year, right when school started last Saturday, they were like, reflections, we want to do reflections. And okay, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to draw. I'm going to make a dance. I'm like, this is so cool. It gets them thinking, what can they create?
And it's a good way for kids that, like, don't normally shine in other places, you know? Like, this is an opportunity for them to shine, too. Mm-hmm. I like that we have all these different programs that touch different kids so that we catch all the kids with all the things that we do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most schools are holding, like, some sort of a fall carnival or, like, a back-to-school event. So mm-hmm. make sure you mm-hmm. go to your first school activity. I think that's important to support our community schools.
I think the thing we don't think of a lot is making sure that a PTA representative goes to your school community council.
Yeah.
That was one of the things I did the first year. They said, hey, we need someone to be a representative or representante, I can say it in Spanish, a representative for the SCC. So yeah, I went there and it was great to go see what the school is doing, see what their needs were, report it back into the PTA and say, hey, look, they're struggling with reading with the kids. What can we do? So, you know, when we had book fair, we were really focused on how do we get every child a book, even if their parents couldn't afford it. What were we doing? So we were able to get every child a book.
Yeah, I love when school community councils and PTAs work together, that mm-hmm. you can really solve some problems and find solutions for things that are happening in your school.
Yeah.
And you learn what the school goals are, too. I think sometimes as parents, we don't really know that our schools have goals or what they are and what is happening at the school to accomplish those goals. So I really like it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, I was just looking up what could we talk about? School supplies. And I just want to say there's some deals out there. After we found a backpack for $12, regular $50. I was like, still taking it. $12 backpacks.
Well, I went shopping for folders yesterday and I couldn't find any.
I know.
Okay, I wasn't going to say the store I went to. But backpacks at Best Buy, crazy.
I didn't even know they sell backpacks.
Exactly. $12 backpacks. And they're, $60.
Not sponsored.
Yeah. Maybe we can make an MOU with Best Buy. Go to the Utah PTA and you'll learn what an MOU is.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah. Well, and I don't know, my sister's a teacher, and I know teachers are kind of a little picky about their supplies, and that's one area where a lot of times it's not better to go cheap, go with the...
Yeah, if they want a certain thing, they know what works, you know? They don't want the cheapy pencils, they want the Ticonderoga.
They're the best pencils.
Ticonderoga.
Yeah, Ticonderoga. Ticonderoga.
I could probably spell it.
I was thinking more even in the avenue of crayons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that mm-hmm. word. Is it crayons?
Well, and just to even ask your teacher. We went to, Monday, we went to a meeting and with our kindergarten teacher, and I said, oh, what supplies do you need? She's like, nobody's ever asked me that. Like, really? Because...
For real? Dang.
Yeah, I was like, that's the only reason I'm asking you, because the previous kindergarten teacher, she was like, here's my list of supplies. Sign up. And so she's like, I need gallon Ziploc bags. So we went home an hour later. Here you go. Here's your gallon Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so amazing. I'm like, you should just, you know...
Well, you don't have to get everything on their list, but I'm sure if every parent contributed just like one thing on the list, they'd be so appreciative of that.
And it makes their class so much nicer. I mean, just it'll make the experience for your child so much nicer. And that's us advocating, right? We're advocating for our children. We're supporting our teachers.
My kids' school, when we do teacher appreciation later on in the school year, we have like themed days, but the gifts that we ask to bring are like Clorox wipes or tissue boxes or, you know, different supplies that they've kind of run out of throughout the year.
Yeah.
And I think they like it.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
I hope they do.
I have found that most teachers are pretty appreciative of just the fact that we think about them.
Yeah.
And acknowledge that, you know, sometimes their job is hard. So, not to say that we can't do more, because I feel like we can always do more for them. But
for sure.
Hopefully they realize and see the sentiment behind the gifts and the thought. So,
I was listening to another podcast last week, and they were talking about first responders, and they included teachers in that. And I thought that was, like, so smart, because they really are. They're on the front lines with our kids, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes they see our kids more than we do during the day, and they're noticing things that are happening with our kids sometimes before we even see it. And I was like, yeah, like, they really are. They're the first responders of, you know, of education, and sometimes they're really in the thick of all the things.
Yeah. Well, and I have had teachers approach me before about my kids, just asking if they were okay, and it was really interesting, because there were, you know, maybe things going on at home that a child was struggling with. So they do see it, and they are aware of those things for sure.
Yeah.
Don't worry, everything was okay.
Yeah. And kids are truth boxes, too. Like, yeah. Especially the little ones. Like, you're like, how was your day last night? You know, or whatever. And they're like, da da da. And you're like, oh, your mom did not want you to tell me that, but okay. Like,
it's one of those give and take relationships. I won't believe everything that my child says to me when they get home if you don't believe everything they
right?
say.
Right, you gotta give everybody, like, take everything with a grain of salt, you know? And give everyone the benefit of the doubt, too, you know?
There was
like,
probably something lost in translation there.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yesterday, my daughter told me that the bus never came in the morning. And I was like, what do you mean the bus never came? She's like, it just never came. And I was like, are you sure? Like, maybe you just missed it. And she's like, no, Mom, it really didn't come. It was 7:47, and we've been waiting for 20 minutes for the bus, and it never come. And I was like, okay. She's like, so we asked our friend's mom for a ride, and then, like, my friend got to school and texted and said, why weren't you on the bus? And she was like, it never came. And then she was like, you're right. It never turned into the neighborhood. And I was like, should have believed her.
Learning the new routes.
Yeah, for real. Like, we got to give everyone a few weeks to, like, yes, settle into yes. carpool, walking routes, buses,
just know lunch lines. Doing the best they can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes that means your child didn't get their hair brushed before they ran out the door.
Right. Well, that's my kindergartner. Like, brush your hair? No. No, I'm not doing it.
Well, I'm glad you said give people benefit of the doubt. I remember that was one of the our principal said, okay, pick up drop off is going to be awful. And this was last year, she's done this. If somebody gets in front of you and they open their door, now you can't drive past them because the door is open because they're running their child to the entrance. Just give them the benefit of the doubt. Have a little patience. Wait for them. So, yeah. It's and yes, these first 3 days for my wife, every day she texts me, oh, man, today was terrible. Oh, I parked here to try something different. Nope, that was a stupid idea. Oh, I waited here. And oh my. She's like, I'll get it figured out. But, yeah, it's a struggle sometimes.
Yeah. One of our principals, he always just said, like, I'm not taking any, like, complaints or anything until the third week of school.
Good idea.
He's like, the first thing that elementary parents complain about is obviously, like, carpool lines. And yep. then it's, like, the lunch lines.
Yep.
And he's like, those problems almost always get solved in the first 2 weeks of school. So he's like, I'm not going to change anything. I'm not going to do anything until we get over that, you know. Mm-hmm. And it almost always solves itself.
Yeah. Well, even taking my kids to school today versus yesterday. I mean, yesterday was the first day of school, and there were a lot more cars, and today, you know, it changes from day to day as everyone settles into a routine and a schedule. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Even my daughter was telling me, she's in sixth grade, and they help the kindergartners go through lunch. And so we've had, let's see, Thursday, Friday, so 5 days of school, and my daughter was like, the kindergartners know how to eat lunch now, like, they got it. you know? So it's like they just needed to be like shown the way, mm-hmm. and now they're good.
Yeah.
I don't know. My son needs to be faster.
Oh, I think that's hard in elementary school. Because kids don't just sit down and eat. They want to socialize, or, you know, they're playing with their food, or, yeah, that one is hard.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they're five and used to being at home.
And taking their time eating their lunch. Yep. I know.
You can do whatever you want. You can take 20 minutes to eat your lunch if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun.
I'm always really tired when it's back to school. I don't know about you guys, but...
Well, we're always on that summer schedule, so we've been up later than normal, yeah. and we can sleep in a little bit. And so that first day back, when you're trying to go to sleep the night before, and you're like, my body's not tired right now. And then that morning alarm comes, and oh, it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys are better. I don't know, but that one is hard for us to adjust.
Yeah. Well, 2 weeks ago we started.
Oh,
getting kids to bed at 8:30, and we did for two weeks, and I, Dad's fault. It was 2 weeks long because I thought we started the next week, but so I was like, "All right, we're ready for Monday." And my wife's like, "School doesn't start
next Monday."
Monday. I'm like, "Well, at least we practice for an additional week."
Add one more, and you've got a habit, isn't it? 21 days to a habit.
Yeah, and we're doing great. Yeah, 8:30 every night.
Wow.
Oh, man. Bedtime is hard at our house.
Oh, it's the worst. No. Summertime, 11 o'clock. We are terrible. And we have a 10-month-old. We have a 3-year-old. And our 3-year-old, she's the one that's up till midnight. I don't. And she's still. 8:30, she's in her room. Da-da-da. Making pancakes. I'm like, oh, go to bed. Please. But, yeah.
My 5-year-old is always like, Mom, it's still light outside.
Yes.
And yep, I'm like, it is. You're right. Yeah. Like, it is light outside. But sometimes I wanted to go to bed and it was still light outside.
I know.
And I'm like, I'm an adult. I should stay up till it at least gets dark.
Yeah. I think that early. When I feel like because we start school so early, I mean, we're middle of August.
Yep. Yeah, we're only a month away from the summer solstice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still hot outside. I feel like when school starts, it should be like turning to fall.
Yep.
But it's still like blazing hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not advocating for this, but we could advocate for school to start in September again.
I mean,
I don't know the reasonings, but it's weird. It's weird to me.
It is weird to me.
I feel like there are a lot more breaks now in school than there were when I was growing up, but that's just because I was in school.
I know, I'm like, I don't really remember breaks.
Right.
I'm sure there were some, but...
What's a teacher prep time?
I think we got one day for UEA in the fall and maybe Christmas, and I don't even know, did we get off for Easter?
I have no idea. I cannot remember. Yeah. I don't remember like doing like spring break trips or anything.
My wife brought up is, okay, we do all this back to school, meeting the teacher. She's like, don't you remember the days when it was a list on the door?
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, that's right. We would go to the school and I'd be like, oh, I'm in Mrs. Clower's class. Sweet. And then you'd go home. That was back to school
night. When you'd look for your friends.
Yes, where are they?
Yes, I remember that. I do.
And now it's, I don't know, maybe it's out of control. I would much rather go to the list on the door.
There's probably some legal issues with, you know, putting kids' names on the
privacy door. Issues. Oh, that's where that kid is.
Okay.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
Well, maybe now it could be a login. Here's your password. See where your kid is. I don't know.
Or just send an email.
Send an email. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, they probably do actually send an email.
I don't know. We just log on. We have Skyward
in
our district. And we just log on and it shows the teacher.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It should show it sooner. We always find out like the week before school. And I'm like, I need to know what they need before that.
Yep.
Like when stuff is on sale and there's like actually
stuff
to buy.
In the store.
Yeah.
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 I know, that's hard, especially if you don't get the list maybe even until school starts.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck with what?
Because that's like what secondary does. They like send it all out right either like the day before school or after school starts.
Uh-huh. I don't remember.
Great. There's no folders anywhere. None.
I remember my sister one year said that one of her teachers, and this, I think it was in high school or middle school, had designated each period with a different color, so they had to bring in a folder that was that color or a binder, and hers happened to be orange. We could find every color but orange. Everywhere we went, you could find red, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink, no orange. So they ended up, I think, buying like a white binder with the clear and just sticking orange paper because that's what they could find. So,
what's your favorite color? I don't like orange.
I know. I wouldn't be happy with it. I always get stuck with orange in my family. I feel like when we're like, you know, giving out colors to designate.
Because no one wants orange. Yeah.
Although my daughter does like orange now, so she kind of takes
it. There's like some nice shades of it, but I just don't really like it. Mm. What's your favorite color?
Periwinkle and blues, and I do like pink too.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
What's your favorite color, Mike?
Pink.
Oh, and teal.
Oh, teal's good.
I own 27 pink ties.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
You gonna wear one for us?
I could, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Next time.
Sure. I'll wear pink.
Next
pink
time ties. It's formal. Formal podcast.
Alright. In the closet.
So I like all the colors except orange, and I don't really like brown either. There's like a few shades that are okay, but yeah.
Brown with another color. Like actually brown and teal. Not teal, probably brown and turquoise. I like those two together.
That was my friend's wedding colors. Mm. Like my best friend growing up. Love it.
What's the color of the PTA?
Royal blue.
I don't know.
And I ain't wearing it.
Oops. I'm wearing my name tag. It has, doesn't even have blue on it.
I just happen to wear this.
Our tablecloth is blue. You see this color? This is PTA blue.
Yep.
Yep.
The cami, she's blending in with the tablecloth.
I know, I was thinking that. It's a good thing we don't have like green, blue screen.
Or blue screen, yep.
I would completely disappear.
Actually, it's kind of cool. Maybe I can do that on the software. Okay.
Can you turn me pink? Or
I sure can.
Periwinkle.
Periwinkle.
Turn us our favorite colors.
That's right.
Sounds good. You do that. Oh, fun.
Oh, man.
Well. No.
Well.
Well.
No,
well.
You said it first. Well. Jinx.
Stop. We hope everybody has a great school year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Be a member. Sign up today.
Just encourage those around you. Don't be afraid to give your elevator speech.
I think we should all say that we're going to ask 5 people to join that we don't normally ask. And yeah. You should do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I accept the challenge.
All right. We're going to report again.
We should make this an ice bucket challenge. No.
I don't do this anymore.
They're so fun, though.
Well, you can do... What if we just on social media, you said, I've joined PTA at da-da-da-da-da, and I challenge and then list 5 people. It could be like a Facebook yes. challenge.
Oh, man.
Let's start it, Mike.
Okay, we need to tell our director of membership. She would totally be on board with that.
Alexis would love it.
I bet she would love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
She would love it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Okay. Start it.
We're starting it.
Facebook challenge. Okay, all you guys.
Yep. Okay.
Hopefully it gets around to you.
Listen to us, watching us.
Or they can start it too. Do they have to wait until they're tagged?
You should do it too. Just start it.
Those that are watching the podcast get the cool responsibility to start the PTA membership challenge.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Okay. We're doing it.
Do you have to join every time you're tagged?
If your financial situation allows, please join another one. But don't feel pressured. If that $8 or $10 is a hardship for you, please don't do it. Yeah.
Everybody kept tagging me. I'm up to $80.
Debt. Don't put on your credit card, okay?
Everyone keeps putting the same name.
What's the tagline going to be? What are we putting? I joined the PTA.
Oh, yeah, we do need a tagline with that.
That would be awesome.
Hmm.
I don't think of taglines very well. That's not my skills. Okay.
What is a tagline?
Oh, we're going to look it up now.
ChatGPT.
Uh-huh. That's a good one for PTA, Partnering for Progress. Lame. Mm-hmm. Join the PTA, make a difference. So maybe
it has to be like fun.
I know.
Can you put like fun? Like ones?
There needs to either be alliteration or rhyming or.
I mean, those are all like legit reasons.
Yeah,
they are, and they're awesome. But
make it funny. PTA because.
Do I want to know?
I don't know why I can't say it, but it's funny.
We should share them all with you. I don't know if I can read them.
Okay, PTA, because parenting is a contact sport.
Join the PTA. We're not just a bunch of PTA rents.
PTA rents. If you've made it this far in the podcast, it's totally worth it.
Your turn, Cammie. Can you see that?
No.
We're on the third one.
Let's see. Tired of being the only parent at the PTA meeting? Join us.
That's a good one. I love it.
You're supposed to bring a friend every time you go to a meeting.
You should bring a friend.
PTA, where coffee meets chaos.
I'd say in Utah, it's where caffeine meets chaos. Yeah.
Where swig meets chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
Or so-delicious.
Or so-delicious.
Whatever your soda fancy place is, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't be a lone wolf. Join the PTA pack.
Join the PTA pack.
Oh, what if we do... something about packing the peas.
I mean, they're all hilarious, but I don't know if that's exactly what we wanted. We'll work on a tagline.
We should do six and like six pack the PTA.
Six pack the PTA?
Don't do that.
Edit that out.
Yes, please.
Alright, we'll have to think of a tagline later. Watch for it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, watch for it on Facebook. Utah PTA Facebook page. Yep.
Yes, please join us there.
By the way, you can follow and, join. Join and follow. People, I've gotten requests, I can't be a friend with you. No, it's a group page. And we're not friends, but we are.
But you can follow us.
Follow us. Yeah. Yep.
And you can look at all our photos and videos. And
when there's so much valuable information that goes across that website, you know, lots of helpful ideas and information. So I think it's great.
So check it out. All right.
Okay.
I think we're off for now.
Yeah.